The Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission was founded in 1963. That was, let me see, 50 years ago, if you're counting. Ever since that time, the members, the participants, and their families have worked to bring quality arts events to the Lehigh Valley. Certainly, the BFAC is a frontrunner in creating many arts events in the Lehigh Valley. From its annual tribute to the Arts Luncheon and the Downtown Fine Arts Show, to the summer concert series in the Sculpture Gardens, to a year-round juried art show of the Bethlehem Rotunda, the commission's goal is to bring the arts to the community, and it certainly has. This is WDIY 88.1, and you are now listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we chat this snowy but pleasant spring evening with Clint Walker, BFAC committee chair for the pleasingly perfect Sculpture Gardens. A lot of alliteration going on here. And with Dr. Paul Salerni, of course, internationally known composer, and who will be chatting with us about the Sculpture Garden concert series. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Hi.
Yes. Hello.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're hoping that this will cheer you up on this snowy spring evening and make you think of warm summer nights to come. Right?
Yeah. Right, right. We understand that there is, of course, a new lineup, Dr. Paul, about the musicians for the upcoming Friday evening Sculpture Garden series.
Yeah, we have concerts every Friday evening starting in the middle of June from 6 to 8. Mm-hmm. They're free. Come and bring your lawn chair or sit on a blanket or sit on one of the benches in the beautiful Sculpture Garden. But we do have a new lineup. We have 5 concerts scheduled for the summer. On June 14th, the James Supra Blues Band. Then on June 21st, the Lehigh Valley Soul Project. On June 28th, the Eric Mintel Quartet. Mm. July 12th, Large Flowerheads. And we're finishing off on July 19th with Dina Hall. And I can say something about the genres of music, because quite different for each. Obviously, the James Supra Blues Band is a blues band and features James Supra, who sings and plays the harmonica brilliantly, and a bass guitar named Slavik Zenyasenko, and a really fine lead and slide guitar player, one of the rare females in the world of blues, Dana Gaynor, and on drums, Al Wanamaker. And I think that should be lots of fun. Then we're taking a step forward. We've never had a real big band play at the Sculpture Garden series. And we're getting the Lehigh Valley Soul Project, which is a band of 8 and includes lots of the best popular and jazz musicians in the valley. Ravi Kumalo and Emmett Harris singing. Brian Bortz on bass guitar. Lou Chachowski on keyboards. Vern Mobley on drums, Wayne Dillon on trumpet, Joe Vitale on saxophone, Tom Kozik on guitar. So that should be fun. They do funk and soul, and this should be really, people are going to want to dance at this at this one. Then a stalwart for both the Rotunda series, which was an old series that we had during the fall, and for the summer series was wonderful jazz quartet headed by Eric Mintel, pianist who has played at the White House and has put out wonderful CDs and is a terrific jazz composer. It's a kind of music that I would say is a blend of Weather Report and Dave Brubeck and maybe the Yellow Jackets. So it's it is a very appealing, accessible form of jazz. I mean, I think people, they won't be playing covers. They'll be playing mostly Eric's music, but it's really, you immediately get these pieces. They're really attractive. And he's joined by Nelson Hill on saxophone and flute, Jack Hagee on bass guitar, and Dave Moen on drums. I think many people in the valley know the Large Flowerheads, a 60s cover band that plays everywhere and plays anything from the 60s you can name, they can play. And they do it very well. And then finally, we have Dina Hall, who is a singer-songwriter in the folk rock genre, joined by 3 other people. I think actually the same drummer in Large Flowerheads is also her drummer. Okay. So what's really nice about this lineup is that these are almost all Lehigh Valley artists. And so not only is it entertainment for the valley, it's a showcase for the incredible talent that we have in the valley.
Well, what a great lineup. just as great as last year's. I remember well. And so I'm sure we're all going to get there. I understand that, you know what, people do bring their lawn chairs and they bring their little things to eat and munch on, a little picnic outside in the sculpture garden. And it's kind of great because I understand that last year a couple even brought their own, their table, flowers, candle, the whole thing.
Also on the side, the Liberty High School Theater Group is selling refreshments, too.
Oh, very
That's
good.
A benefit to them.
Sure, sure. So it's helping Liberty High Band as well.
Yeah.
Well, the drama group.
Yeah. The drama group.
Let's not confuse this. Yeah. Clint, that was kind of a natural segue to the setting, too, and we'll come back to the music. And the sculpture garden itself, which is beautiful, is the setting for the series, but it's had some changes as well.
It is. It's the kind of place that poets write about. It's really very beautiful. But I suspect that a lot of our listeners haven't a clue where it is.
Hmm.
Now, if you were standing facing City Hall from Church Street and walked around to the left on the balcony there at the first floor, you'd be overlooking the sculpture garden, which is in a bowl that is surrounded by the New Street Loop and Church Street. It's a very beautiful kind of all-season garden. On the banks, you have winter creeper, which is green and red in the winter, and of course green in the on season. In the winter, we have hellebores blossoming. We have red twig dogwoods brightly shining. Italian arum, evergreen euonymus, hollies. Then in the spring, bulbs come up, and we put in caladiums in the spring, which are gaudy and showy. I won't read you the whole list of things, but it's a very colorful, lovely setting, interspersed with about 8 sculptures by local artists. There is a beautiful head of Janet Popiak, who was a patron of the arts in Bethlehem. There is a large granite sculpture of a male figure who looks like he could be a relative of Rodin's Thinker, then a bunch of other abstract sculptures.
Well, and there was, I understand too, recently, the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, you brought in a master gardener, Susan Allen, and talked about ways to kind of tweak and play up the garden.
Yeah, she gave us good advice on design.
Yeah.
Design, which is a whole separate art.
Right. And is that still ongoing? Are you still adding? You said you had mentioned, I think you've just added some of the red twig dogwoods pretty recently in a Japanese maple.
Last week, actually.
That's pretty recently.
Very recently.
Yeah, and this last summer, there had been a Harry Lauder tree. I don't know if the name, you all are probably too young to remember the vaudeville artist Harry Lauder, but part of his shtick was a cane that was this very curvy piece of wood. And that was actually part of a trunk of a contorted filbert, which is now called the Harry Lauder tree. Well, the poor Harry Lauder tree just turned crispy brown and left us.
Oh.
So we needed to replace it. And we put in a cut-leaf Japanese maple, which has red leaves in the summer. And in the winter, the leaves drop off, leaving this wonderful wavy sort of large bonsai kind of structure.
I see.
And Paul, you were saying actually that the bowl, the sense of a bowl to the garden actually is wonderful for the acoustics.
Yeah, so it's interesting how we set it up. It really has the back wall that is the wall of City Hall as the kind of acoustical reflector for the bands. Now everybody's, because it's outside, everybody needs to be amplified. Mm-hmm. But it is a lovely setting for it. And lots of people sit up on the sidewalk so that they have the sense of looking down at the artists. And then there's enough area in front of the band, a flat area where people, if they're so moved, can dance and they can sit. And so it is really a kind of fun communal event when it happens. And then there's as always, the possibility that there will be bad weather.
True.
And if that happens, what we do is we adjourn to the City Hall Rotunda, which is a place that is intimate. I mean, it only seats about 100, but you can also sit in the kind of circular walkway that is around the inner chamber where the City Council meets. And that's actually quite pleasant. And we actually used to do concerts in there in the fall, and the acoustic is quite nice. Mm-hmm. Now, for the Lehigh Valley Soul Project, if we have to go indoors, I'm not sure with all those horns and electric instruments and singers that it'll be, but we'll figure out another place.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful, that I'm sure.
Are you guaranteeing that?
Yes, absolutely, I am.
He's confident.
Incidentally, Clint, the sculpture works that are in the garden, from what I understand, that they are either commissioned, purchased after completion, or received as gifts, that artists would gift a particular piece to you.
Yes. And there are quite a variety of structures. It's we need television to do them justice. But there are, like, places to sit. There's a large column that is multiple pieces, a structure that looks like a gigantic chime, but it doesn't ring.
Oh, I see. That reminds me, I think some of maybe the other pieces include works of Dr. Rudy Ackerman, Harry Bertoia, and Tim Considine, and Renzo Fagioli.
And Villani. Yeah. There's a Villani.
Oh, yes, Antonio, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. We're excited to see those. And, you know, they kind of change a little bit with the environment. When the sun comes out or the moon comes out, they look a little different to different people.
That's right. And when the roses are blooming, they are around Popiak's head.
Oh, I Very good. All this beautiful sculpture garden, of course, needs regular care and maintenance. And that's done by, of course, volunteers.
Our Sculpture Garden Committee of the Fine Arts Commission consists of Sandy Gillen, Sheila O'Connell, Mary Wright, who is she does everything in all media, Ellen Johnson, and Bethlehem volunteer Kathy Morrow, who has turned out to be a force multiplier by bringing her husband to work in the Sculpture Garden as well. And I, a lot of the plants have been donated by members of the committee and by Master Gardener Link Coffin. Before I forget it, Paul mentioned that during the concert, some people get out and dance. It's quite a family event. Lots of families come to these concerts, and the little children get out there and dancing around the plaza level. There's a saying that children dance before they know there's anything that's not music. And really, it's joyous seeing the little kids boogieing out there to any kind of music.
And how long, we were trying to recall, we think about 10 years, the concert series has been probably taking place in the gardens.
In maybe even longer.
Okay.
And I should credit the person who for years really was the motivating force, and that's Mary Wright, who also volunteers
to do
work in the sculpture garden. And we also have a committee that includes Tim Fox and Barbara Pearson. So we all get together and kind of brainstorm who the artists are, and each of us has our little job. Actually, Tim goes out and raises money, so we do have backers on occasion, which is really wonderful, and it's another sign that this community is very good about supporting the arts. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have to get out, you know, we actually count the people so that we can report to the mayor that, we, you know, our money is being spent well. And actually, it's quite a small budget, and we really get a huge bang for our buck. You know, when I think about what we spend on concerts at Lehigh and what we charge for tickets and what we get back. I mean, these free concerts are a bargain, just a bargain, and something that everybody in the community should take advantage of.
You said it's lovely, too, to see the core probably any given evening tends to be the neighborhood, which sounds lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's open to all of us, but it's a wonderful idea that kind of brings the neighborhood together in this this kind of communal
Friday
evening. It
does. You see a lot of people you know.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're certainly encouraging every one of our listeners to get out this summer and take advantage of the sculpture gardens of the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission. We are chatting, of course, with Paul Salerni and Clint Walker, who are on the BFAC committees, and we're talking about the sculpture gardens. We will be right back after this scintillating and salient message, which you must listen to.
WDIY is pleased to partner with the Zollner Arts Center, presenting the Lehigh University Jazz Program's Spring Concert, Saturday, April 13th at 8 p.m. This annual spring concert features contemporary and traditional jazz performed by the ensemble, band, combo, and funk groups under the direction of Bill Warfield. For information, 610-758-2787 or zollnerartscenter.org.
Of course, WDIY 88.1. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and we are talking with Clint Walker and Paul Salerni. And we're talking about the Sculpture Garden concert series and the gardens themselves. So that if you're an artist, even if you're not an artist, contact the Bethlehem Arts Commission, because it would be wonderful to have a new piece of sculpture this year. If you have an idea or you would like to purchase a work of someone else's and donate it to the Fine Arts Commission, please feel free to do so. So, I know they can also volunteer to come out and help pull weeds.
Or bring your beautiful plants and we'll install them.
That would be great to have someone bring some plants and, you know, like planting a tree somewhere and it's kind of yours personally right there in the gardens.
Beware. Actually, the National Wildlife Federation sponsored the installation of two winterberry hollies in the sculpture garden this last fall, while the sculpture garden had a sign put up on it declaring that it's a certified wildlife habitat.
I see.
So come check out the wildlife.
Well, the Lehigh Valley Soul Project plays. It should be pretty wild.
And you can see pictures of the sculpture garden online on the Fine Arts Commission's website, both before and after.
Oh, that's great. That's the super to know, because
you're looking for the address.
You hear the ruffle of papers. Yes, the mailing address, of course, is the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, P.O. Box 1851, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania 18016. And for general questions, simply email info@bfac-lv.org. There's a few others, too, depending. But I think that's the best way that you can get a hold of someone.
Yeah, and that has information on the grant competition.
Let's talk about that just a moment. This is for local artists.
Right. This is a way to provide incentives for people who are performers in the Lehigh Valley to give performances in Bethlehem. So it is performance-oriented.
Okay, okay.
And it's, you know, we usually give out about 3 to 4 grants. And, you know, we get a lot of applications. But
sure.
The best way, if you're an artist in the Valley, and we know there are a lot of wonderful artists in the Valley, and hopefully you're listening to this show, you can go to the BFAC website, and you'll find the application materials for the grants. And I think the applications for this round of grants are due on April 13th. Mm-hmm. And the actual time period for the activity is from June to June.
Okay.
So if you apply in April, you can start this activity, be funded for something as early as June.
Do check the website, because I think the deadline is the 12th. And so...
don't
count on it being the 13th.
Okay.
And these grants are wonderful for small, low-budget arts organizations in the Valley. Before I was on the Fine Arts Commission, my Valley Contra Dance applied for a grant, and we got a small grant, which enabled us to take the risk of engaging a National Heritage Fellow, traditional dance caller Dudley Laufman, who's an institution in American traditional dance. And if we hadn't had that money, we couldn't have kind of taken the risk of hiring him.
Interesting.
Yes, Clint, I just wanted to mention to the folks that Clint is well known at the country dancers here in Bethlehem and the Valley. How long have you been with the country dancers, incidentally?
Well, since my wife and I moved here 10 years ago.
All right.
My wife's the president.
Okay. That's why you have to go, is that it?
That's why I have to mention her.
And they dance at the Unitarian Universalist Church at the corner of Center and Wall in Bethlehem.
Second and fourth Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I wanted to ask you this before we don't have any more time. Paul, are you working on a new project, hopefully?
Yes. Well, the last project I worked on that was very public was with you because we did a ballet together called Fables that was danced by the Pascal Rieu Dance Company from New York, and George was the narrator and did a wonderful job. But since then, I've only been writing song cycles. So I finished a song cycle on poems by Annie Reiner, Carl Reiner's daughter. Found the first poem when I was actually visiting Mr. Reiner involved with an opera that I wrote written on a script that he had written for the Dick Van Dyke Show. And then I set up poems by the poet Dana Gioia, who is my longtime collaborator and the librettist for my first opera, and presently working on a third song cycle on poems by Seamus Heaney, the great Irish poet, maybe the greatest living poet.
He is to us.
I think he is.
Well, yeah. you being... Is there a word for Irishophile?
Irishophile, yeah.
Hibernophile.
Celtophile. We'll just make it up.
Well, I would think Celtophile would be a good word in the Lehigh Valley. I'm hoping that the Annie Reiner poems have been already performed, and I'm hoping that there'll be performances soon of the next two song cycles.
And this, just to mention, it's we'll be focusing on some of this later. I know that Steve Aronson, our fabulous engineer today, will be back in May talking with folks from Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission about the Mother's Day Weekend Fine Arts Show, which is an annual event. What's going on in the Rotunda? There's a show opening later this week.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
A visual arts show.
We're hanging it later this week. Okay. Photographs by Ralph Lindgren, a great local photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be there for what, a couple months?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe it opens, I think, March 29th and runs to April 29th. And the opening exhibit reception is Sunday, April the 7th from 2 to 4.
2 to 4.
Yeah.
Do you know where that'll be? In the Rotunda?
In the Rotunda.
Okay, yes, good.
Rotunda. With refreshments, I think.
I understand there to be 41 images. And some of them are digital images as well, but it would be exceptional because those of you who don't know Ralph Lindgren, he's a longtime resident of Bethlehem, and he follows 30 years as a professor of philosophy at Lehigh, and he retired in 1995, thank goodness, and now he's doing this.
And there's an upcoming show, Self-Portraits, self-portrait pieces. That's further in the future.
We may
feature that on the show.
Yeah. Because notables in the Lehigh Valley paint themselves.
Yes.
And they're not necessarily professional painters.
Right,
And the reflection of their character and personality is uncanny. It was a tremendous success last year.
Wasn't Sandy Gillen's a mosaic of herself?
I don't remember, but
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
Kate and I have a little contribution to that exhibit, but we're not telling anyone about it right now.
We're going
to
be in it.
Oh. Well, I can't wait.
Be kind. And I think that... The Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission is actually... the membership is larger than I had imagined. It's a large group. You serve as advisors, really, to the city as well and to the mayor, is my understanding, all things arts,
we're appointed by the mayor.
Okay.
And there is we are responsible for the public art in the city. So we will get involved when new things go on and advise. There's no censorship or real power, but there's advice.
Like the new piece down by the library.
Yes.
For instance, so that would have been something that goes through the commission and something that's discussed. All right. That's interesting.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing the sculpture garden in all of its glory again this year, as if spring ever does come, which I'm sure it will. So we are very excited about the revitalization of this whole project, and we're so glad that you are a part of it, Clint and Paul, because without you, we would be very sorrowful that we didn't have such wonderful things going on.
Well, it's a labor of love.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Again, we want to mention to you what is coming up. We begin the Sculpture Garden Concert Series on...
The first one is on June 14th.
June 14th.
And that's the James Super Blues Band, the 21st of June, the Lehigh Valley Soul Project. June 28th, the Eric Mantel Quartet. July 12th, Large Flowerheads. And July 19th, Dina Hall.
Great.
It's a wonderfully eclectic mix of musical genres and personalities.
Great. Thank you. And we will be busy every Friday evening in the Sculpture Garden, I assure you.
Great.
Thank you again, Paul. Thank you, Clint. You've been great. And
thank you, Steve.
Yes, and thank you. Oh, Steve, yes, I have to remember. You know, sometimes I forget about this, and I don't know why if I don't have it written down, but I just want to say, really, that Kate and I, we really thank you, teenager Steve Aronson, who continually mold and sculpt the digital radio waves, making us sound ever so melodious. Thank you, Steve.